Jennifer. Jennifer's Hope@yahoo.com. I was just sitting here singing the songs, worshiping. Todd was starting to talk about healing, and I was waiting because I was waiting for him to specifically say cystic fibrosis, because I figured if it was God, he would say it. Right before that happened, I felt like God said, does he have to say it, or is it between me and you? Do you care? And I said, I do care, but I'll try not to. And as soon as I said it, he said cystic fibrosis. And I felt from my bottom of my heel up to my head, like a lightning bolt kind of thing. I only have 30% lung function left, or I did. And it was like a tight, it's very hard to breathe. I haven't been able to cry in about 5 years without choking, throwing up mucus, also taking enzymes and hours of breathing treatments. Since December, I've been on IV antibiotics for 14 hours a day, fighting off infection. I graduated as a nurse, and I just lost my job. I'm on disability because I couldn't breathe.
Can you breathe now? Can you do a
full breath?
That's a full breath.
Let's breathe. I haven't been able to yell or talk or cry or laugh for years. So I'm a registered nurse. I don't believe in hype. I was skeptical. My fingers have been blue. My nail beds have always been blue because I need oxygen. And they're pink, and I'm screaming and yelling. We came, and I couldn't walk up the stairs, so we got this special seating because I couldn't breathe. And now listen, woo!
Carolyn Adair Seals, adairseals@gmail.com. At the conference, God did a lot of healing of my heart. He did some healing in my body, a new joy. When I was in Texas on May 2nd, I was watching through God TV, and Todd Bentley said, there's an anointing for deliverance from addictions, and I agreed with him for my 24-year-old daughter, and she was out with her friend. I agreed for deliverance from alcohol and clinical methadone, and when she came home, she said, Mom, I don't understand this. I have no desire for alcohol. And since that time to now, and today's, I think, May 25th, she's had no alcohol and no methadone, and she only had minimal withdrawal, and we were getting ready to send her up to Dallas. We had already booked it to send her to Right Step in Dallas, and we're going to have to pay over $12,000 for the detox. And God did it, and we want to give him all the glory.
My name's Becky Engel, INGOLE 945 at Comcast.net. 16 days ago, I was healed from diabetes. I was an insulin-dependent diabetic. It's documented at my endocrinologist that my pancreas was not making insulin anymore, and I have been without insulin for 16 days. I would die without insulin.
Can you verify this?
Absolutely. I'm her husband. My name's Mike Engel. I'm a pastor from Ohio. And the minute she came home from the revival, she said the Lord healed her. She quit taking her insulin the very next day. And her sugar's been perfect every day.
Carol Stitt, CAROLE.STITT at SBCGlobal.net. Last night it was in my hotel room, and it was up all night, kind of rebuking spirits of infirmity, praying about my ankle and different things like that. And God was showing me, hey, you know your legs are different length. I go, yeah, I know. And he goes, that's kind of the part of the problem. I go, yeah. And I looked at my knees, and I measured my legs, and I saw one. I knew one was like at least an inch shorter than the other one. And I said, I'd like you to lengthen it. I said, and I'll know you lengthen it if the two bones that were laid on top of each other and the spiral fracture would flatten out. That would be like my sign that my leg would be lengthened, because I didn't have a pin put in there. I had a spiral fracture of the tibia where they do a reduction where one bone is laid on top of the other and makes a big lump on the front of your leg. So today when we did the evangelism outreach, I just went forward because he said, did somebody want their leg lengthened? So I went forward, we prayed, and the bone flattened out. So I know that my leg has been lengthened.
My name's Chandler Husband.
HusbandJesse@yahoo.com.
HusbandJesse@yahoo.com.
Well, I got healed from cystic fibrosis, and I got, like, a numbness in my body, like almost like a vibration.
Yeah, I verify she was born with it. She was diagnosed with it, and it's pretty much an ongoing process, about 30 to 40 pills a day just for digestion. With cystic fibrosis, it's a lung disorder as well as a pancreas for digestion. So she takes about 40 enzymes a day just to break down her food in the pancreas. And it's pretty much an ongoing thing with stomach ache, where she curls up. And she had it last night. She was sitting there and said, "Dad, my stomach's aching." And then she stood up and she started, "I'm healed." She said, "I'm healed."
Chris McCall, pastor in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's DestinyFellowship.com. It's our website. My wife, Patty, had cracking in her knees for years. The other night when Brother Todd released a word about knees, my wife said, "That's for me," and she received that, and the cracking in her knees has stopped, and so she's just praising God for the victory. Her knee, you could hear her walk when her knees were just crunched together, and it's all stopped. So come and get some. Chris McCall, pastor in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's DestinyFellowship.com. It's our website. My wife, Patty, had cracking in her knees for years. The other night when Brother Todd released a word about knees, my wife said, "That's for me," and she received that, and the cracking in her knees has stopped, and so she's just praising God for the victory. Her knee, you could hear her walk when her knees were just crunched together, and it's all stopped. So come and get some.
Dan Taylor.
GrammyJanelle@AOL.com.
Last night, Todd called out a rare disease that he couldn't pronounce that is generational. We're into 5 generations right now of familial periodic paralysis, which is a form of muscular dystrophy, and I felt it manifest on me last night. I went up for prayer and it went away, completely went away. I should have woke up this morning with pulled muscles all over my body, and I have nothing. I have no pain at all.
Daniel Corbo, JAWS2322000@yahoo.com. I was diagnosed with another disease a couple months ago, which was a syringomyelia, a very rare spinal disease that's slowly paralyzing me and cutting my spine in half. I just was asked to go up and pray, even though it's like I wasn't really giving up on help or really believing in healing and not really caring for it, but I just went over there, and it's like my left arm holding my cane was getting so heavy that I literally couldn't hold myself up anymore, and went to the ground and got back up, and then haven't used my cane.
So what can you do that you could not do before?
I'm walking without my cane right now.
Can I get verification? Do you see walking?
He's walking.
Yes.
He's walking.
Without the cane.
We see him walking without the cane. Yes. You always needed the cane before.
Yes, I did.
Totally a miracle.
Never seen him be able to walk over that bump without a cane. There's a bump in the road there, and he just went over it and didn't fall down. I've known him for, like, probably 5 years.
My name is Debbie Evans, debz@hotmail.com. Last night, I believe I received the healing mantle even before the laying on of hands service. And Todd was praying for it for the God TV audience, and he said, "Receive it now. You don't have to wait for the impartation service." And I felt fire on my head and a sensation of pressure in my hand and tingling in my hand, and I really believe I received that healing mantle.
Dennis Brown, Dennis.Brown, without the 138, @btinternet.com. A young man in my church, pastor of a church back in England, in Lincolnshire, and he had been watching Todd on the TV for several days. And one of the evenings, Todd invited anyone who needed healing to reach the screen. He went to the screen, touched the screen, immediately started laughing. And the next day, the cyst, which was a large cyst, had burst. And the day after that, the scar had just about cleared up, just a small scar. And he was been in pain with it and was wondering what to do about it. He'd even tried to get rid of it himself, but God just healed it. on the back of that, and I don't know if it's in the letter that is written, but a friend of his who had made a commitment some months ago but has really not been going on with the Lord, he asked him to come round and watch the TV program. And this lad is about 21, 22, was watching TV, and he has a respiratory problem and other issues, and a word of knowledge over the TV screen was spoken by Todd, and immediately this lad just broke down and started to weep in front of the TV screen, just the anointing that was coming out. But for Peter, who was healed of the cyst, he was the one that said, look, come around to my house and watch Todd Bentley on TV.